Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Friends and neighbors, it's time to come on down to the corner. And let me tell you, it's a pretty big corner. It stretches from Hermitage Springs to Willow Grove and all points in between, and it's Clay County Corner, and we want to thank you all for listening in with us today on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country. We are broadcasting live this morning from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. I'm your host, Kenny Westmoreland. It's the first time I've been with you folks in 3 or 4 months. It's always a pleasure to be able to fill in and to help out and to contribute, and it's a lot of fun also. Clay County Corner will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. and will later be archived on the website of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. We have some guests with us today, and we are thankful to have them with us. And we have some fine sponsors that help to make this show a reality, and we want to thank them for what they do. And so you are among friends this morning, so we invite you to just spend an hour with us and hang out on the corner. And we will be back in just a few moments as we're going to hear a message from one of our fine sponsors.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County is operated by those we serve.
Good morning once again. We welcome you back to Clay County Corner, the building, the show that is all things Clay County. I'm sitting here writing down a word and went to say that word. We thank you for being with us today, and our first guest this morning, we want to thank her for coming to be with us. Her name is Alicia Looper, and Alicia Looper is an employee of Volunteer State Community College in Cookeville. And she's one of my coworkers, and she's a very nice person. It's a pleasure to work with her. Alicia, how are you doing this morning?
things are going just fine today, Kenny, and Vol State students are well on their way to completing the spring semester and looking forward to the summer.
That's wonderful. I want to let you know from personal note, I'm thrilled beyond measure to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
If you would, let our listening audience know just a little bit about yourself and just what it is that you do with the college.
Okay. So I am Ball State Community College's Upper Cumberland K through 12 Partnerships Coordinator. So I'm the connection between the area's high school counselors and Ball State's dual enrollment opportunity.
And when she says area, she's talking about the high schools in and around Cookeville and Clay County, one of them, that participate with Volunteer State. That's what she means when she says partnership. I know Alicia is part of a program at Volunteer State that has been a tremendous blessing to many students and families throughout our listening area. And this program is called Dual Enrollment. Would you this morning please let our audience know just a little bit about what dual enrollment is, Alicia?
Yes, so dual enrollment is the program that allows high school students to take classes that count as both high school credit and credit at the same time. They can take gen ed courses that they would have to take in high school anyway, and those are like the maths and Englishes. But they may also take courses to explore their interests.
And believe me, Volunteer State has a very, very large selection of courses that they can take. I know one thing. Excuse me. I wish dual enrollment had been around when I was that age. That was something that was unheard of back then. When I was in high school, Alicia, the closest thing we had to dual enrollment was that Tennessee Tech would offer off-campus night classes here in Salina, here in Gainesboro, Livingston, and around the area. And one could enroll in those on their own, and I knew some people that did. But I know that dual enrollment, I mean, it is a horse of a different color. It is a partnership with the high school, and it is certainly a game changer for kids. It makes a huge difference to go to your first year of college, wherever you go, and you've got some of these major courses already under your belt, and you're not coming in there green. You know the drill. You know what's expected. And I've had the privilege myself of teaching dual enrollment classes here in Salina from 2009 through 2015, and who knows what the good Lord has in store for me. I might get to do it again at some point in the future, but it's a lot of fun and made a lot of contacts and a lot of people that are my friends to this day. And I mean, when you're from a small town, that's just how it is. Let me ask you a question, Alicia. What exactly is involved in dual enrollment? How can a student qualify for this program?
Okay, those are good questions, Kenny. Each high school is a little different. So students' high school counselor maps out the course options that the students have to choose from. There are multiple ways to qualify because we meet the students where they are. They need either a 3.6 GPA or ACT of 18 for English or writing, or 19 for math or reading. And if they don't have those, or they haven't even taken the ACT yet, they may take the Accuplacer test and make a 250. And a lot of people like this test because it's untimed. Also, we now have some technical courses which only require a 2.0 GPA.
Okay. And I know that high schools around the area usually offer the ACT and the ACT plan in sophomore and junior years. And so most of the time students are already prepared and they don't even know it. And also, with the GPA being there as well, if they've got a high GPA, that makes a difference as well. But one thing that people always are concerned about when it comes to, well, anything on planet Earth, is the cost. Would you tell our audience just a little bit about financial resources that are available for students that choose to go down this dual enrollment path?
The dual enrollment grant covers the first five classes completely, everything except books. Then the grant pays for a portion of the next five classes. if the students are dependents of Tennessee State employees or teachers, they also get an additional discount through that employment. And Vol State also offers deferred payment plans if needed.
And that grant is there, and that those students can get these classes paid for, and then if they choose to pursue classes in Tennessee, the many schools offer the Tennessee Promise as well. I mean, it's a win-win for anyone that would choose to do a dual enrollment class. I mean, I'm thrilled to see that so many choose to do it here in Clay County and in surrounding counties. And I know that from the school end, I know that there are liaisons there, and I'm certain the school guidance counselor is also involved in this.
Yes, that is correct. So the high school counselor is still the student's main contact, and we work with the counselor to make sure the students are on track with everything they need.
And so they have someone there that they can go to and talk to and get encouragement and get a push, or if they need to reach out to school, they can help them to do that. So it looks like to me like every base is covered on this, and so it's already there, and it's like it's out on a plate. All they've got to do is make the choice to reach out and get it. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And I do know that students taking dual classes have to maintain a certain grade point average. That GPA, quality hours and everything is very, very important. So what is the minimum? What must they do grade point-wise?
So to maintain that grant, they have to keep a 2.0 college GPA.
Okay. All right. Well, I do know this, that dual enrollment certainly opens doors for kids. Some of the people that I had during the 6 years that I taught, some of them have gone on to master's programs. I think one or two have gone on to doctoral programs at different universities around the state. I mean, and it was just magnificent to see these students excel in the classroom. I mean, and during our high school graduation here, they always have students to stand up to let them know that they have so many credit hours. And I remember we had one student a few years ago here, about 10 years ago, that graduated from the high school, and she had knocked out 46 semester hours. In other words, she went far above and beyond what the college offered through dual enrollment. I mean, she was taking classes on her own, and I seem to remember that she took summer classes. She started university that fall as a junior.
Yes, I've heard of a few of those, and that's pretty awesome. We have certificates that students can even complete in high school now as well.
Which will allow them to go straight into the workforce, am I correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. It's just I graduated high school in 1981. I'm getting on up there now. And like I said, there was nothing like this available. And, when my son graduated high school 2 years ago, and he was much more prepared for the world than I was then. And it's just getting better all the time. And so we are, we're blessed with programs like dual enrollment. Let me ask you a question, Alicia. Would you tell our audience just a little bit about the class formats? Are they online, or do they have an actual instructor?
So Vol State offers various formats, including online and in-person at the high school and in-person at Vol State at Livingston campus and at Cookeville campus. Students should ask their counselor at their high school what options their school participates in for specific classes.
Okay. So it could be online, it could be an on-ground instructor. Okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of online going on right now. It's so versatile and easy to maintain.
Okay, and I want to talk for just a moment now about what I do, and I didn't mean to cut you off there. You were right, it is very, very versatile.
Yeah.
But programs, I participate in a program through Voluntary State, and I don't know if you would call it a program. It is available for the students there, and it's called the Learning Commons. And what the Learning Commons do, students can come there to, if they need a little bit of help, they can work with English tutors, they can work with math tutors, they can even do it online through Zoom. And we offer a service that students can submit essays and things for review and for tips and for direction. And so the Learning Commons is made available by at all of our volunteer state campuses, and it's also available to dual enrollment students.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, all the supports that the regular Vol State students have, dual enrollment students also have access to all those as well.
And they are full-fledged volunteer state students.
Yes, yes, they are.
Like I said, the Learning Commons is made available. It is a department of the college. And anyone here in the Clay County area that would have questions about the Learning Commons, you can contact me, Kenny Westmoreland, to tell you a little bit more about it if you'd like to know about it. Another thing, Alicia, is I know that students can transfer to many institutions in our area, and it is so easy to do. My son did it in just a matter of minutes.
Yes. All they have to do is go on our website and request their transcript to be sent to their institutions.
And that's great. I mean, no flaming hoops, no difficult things to do. It's just very, very simple process. And the beautiful thing about this is dual enrollment law is that a graduating senior is already a student at Volunteer State. They don't have to get transcripts. They don't have to fill out applications. They don't have to do any of those things that other schools require. And it takes very little to change from dual status to full-time status.
It is pretty streamlined. They will need to apply as a first-time freshman, though, and also send their high school transcripts since they've completed all their classes. They'll need to attend orientation and get registered, but the process is really straightforward.
And they're already over the biggest hurdle.
Yes.
They've already gotten, as far as, the majority of it is done. I'm getting a little...
Yeah.
Getting a little stuck here on my words. Well, let me ask you this question. Are resources available online for our listening audience where people can learn more about VSCC dual enrollment?
So, yes. Go to volstate.edu and in admissions drop-down, select high school programs, and then select dual enrollment.
All right. Alicia, we're going to take a quick break. It's about time for us to hear some messages from our fine sponsors. And you are with Kenny Westmoreland on Clay County Corner, and we will be back in just a few moments. Hang around.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information.
931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, you are back with Clay County Corner, the show that is all things Clay County. And I'm Kenny Westmoreland. We have Alicia Looper with us this morning from Volunteer State Community College in Cookeville. And we've got a few more things we're going to discuss, and then we're going to read off some birthdays. I'm going to let our fine guest this morning choose the one who wins the gift from Clay County Corner. Alicia, thanks for being back with us this morning.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
We're talking about, for those of you that just might be tuning in right now, we are talking about dual enrollment, how high school students can take classes at Clay County High School or in other high schools in our listening area, and they can receive credit from not only from their respective high school, but also from Volunteer State Community College. And so it's like they're getting a twofer there, two for one, and they're making a lot of headway in life by doing this. Let me ask you a question, Alicia. How would people go about getting in touch with you at the Cookeville campus?
So normally students from the high schools and their parents contact the high school counselor. While the homeschoolers, if we have any homeschoolers listening out there, you contact me directly at dualenrollment@volstate.edu. So that email is dualenrollment@volstate.edu.
And I'd ask the question just before our break that if there's anyone that's just now tuning in, I want to ask this again for anyone that just might be joining our program. Alicia, are resources available online where people can learn more about Volunteer State Community College dual enrollment?
Yes, so go to our website, volstate.edu, and in the admissions drop-down, select high school programs, and then select dual enrollment.
And the Volunteer State website is very, very easy to navigate. Everything's across the top. And so just check that out. And if you want to learn more about it or do some research, feel free to go to our website and to check us out. I mean, we are all about serving the people in our area and helping them to get ahead in life. Well, let me ask you, I've got another thing too to ask them. We're going to do this birthday giveaway. Do you have anything else that you would like to tell our audience this morning?
Sure. So I would advise, if you can, try by the end of this school year to apply for the fall semester, just to get that out of the way before summer starts. So that would be my advice, and I've enjoyed speaking with you all today, and I hope to see some of you all out at Ball State.
In other words, you've got to strike while the iron's hot.
Absolutely.
I mean, don't drag your feet. Avoid the rush. If you're interested in doing this, apply now. And for those that are listening, we're also reaching out to people in the area that are not necessarily dual enrollment students. They may be people that are interested in going back to school, or you might be an adult in life that you are looking at pursuing a college career. I mean, that's why it's in our name, community college. I mean, you don't have to be 16 to 18 to go there. I mean, people from all walks of life attend Volunteer State Community College. And so, Alicia, I want to thank you for being on our program today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Kenny.
And for those of you that are listening, Volunteer State has campuses in Livingston, in Cookeville, in the western part of our service area over in Springfield. We call it the Highland Crest campus, and also our main campus in Galvin. And these are the four places that that comprise Volunteer State Community College. And so, like I said, thanks for being with us and sharing some things. And since you're a first-time person, since you're brand new to the Clay County Corner, we're going to let you help to select the person today that's going to win the gift. And so I've got several birthdays that I want to read off at this time. Steve Strong, I want to say happy birthday to Steve. John Carlisle had a birthday, and I spoke with him, and happy birthday, John. Anna Mae Cole had a birthday on April the 3rd. One of my cousins, happy birthday, Anna Mae. Congratulations to Russell and Emma West on their anniversary. Christy Beasley, happy birthday to you, my dear. Anna McLaren Eisenberg, happy birthday to you, Anna. Oh, my goodness, neighbors of mine that grew up beside me, Don and Ron Haston. Don and Ron, happy birthday, guys. Bonnie Denton, I want to wish you a happy birthday also. And Dylan Smith, happy birthday. We had a call-in, and it's an addition to this. And David Pitcock is celebrating a birthday on the 8th. Cherish Pitcock is going to be celebrating a birthday on the 9th. And this was called in by Charlene and Liz Brown, and they wanted to wish both of you a happy birthday. So what we just see, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people on here. And so we're going to ask our guest, Alicia, to select a winner at this time. And so what she's going to do, she's going to close her eyes, and she's going to, okay. She has, oh my goodness, we've got a toss-up here. She has selected the twins, Ron and Don Haston. I don't know if we have two gifts or not. And we don't want them to have to flip a coin or go to battle or anything. So I'm going to have her, we're going to flip a coin on this one. And so heads for Ron and tails for Don. Ron? No, who did I say for heads? Ron, happy birthday and congratulations on winning this gift, Ron. And thank you for all of you that have participated in this from Clay County Corner. And once again, Alicia, we are thrilled to have you with us. Thanks for coming, my dear. And I'll see you later on today at the college.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kenny.
Be safe going back to Cookeville, and hopefully we may have you come hang out with us again sometime here in Salina. She said it was a nice ride over here, and you know what? I have to agree. Be safe going on, my dear. Thanks for being with us. You are with Kenny Westmore, and this is Clay County Corner. We're going to take a break at this time, let some of our fine sponsors share some words, so we'll be back in just a few.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. talkie checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, you are back with Clay County Corner, the program that is all things Clay County. We want to thank Miss Alicia Looper again for being with us this morning and letting our listening audience know a little bit about Volunteer State Dual Enrollment, a wonderful program that is available for students not only in Clay County but to many in our listening area here in Tennessee, administered through Volunteer State Community College. Also, we want to congratulate Ron Haston on winning the prize this week on the Clay County Corner. And what you will need to do, Ron, to claim your prize is you will go by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce here in Salina and pick that up, and they will put you in business. So happy birthday to you and to all of those that have called in. We invite you to call in and to for prizes and to for birthdays and such. Also, we have with us this morning the mayor of Salina, Mr. Luke Collins. Now, Luke and I go way back. Close to 40 years, and even in college together and all that. And, Luke, we want to thank you for being on Clay County's Corner this morning.
Hey, Kenny, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be able to help you through college like I did. And,
wait a minute.
Kind of like a mother hen. I kind of took him under my wing and helped him through Tennessee Tech. And, I'm glad to see he's done well.
Well, Luke, I appreciate you fine help on that, good sir. How are you faring today? How's the world spinning to suit you this morning?
Well, going great. More blessed than I deserve. All my children and grandchildren, you know, they're mentally and physically healthy and happy and doing good. So and things are going great in Salina. So everything's moving in a good direction. Just not moving fast enough for me.
Too blessed to be stressed, aren't you?
Too blessed to be stressed.
Well, Luke has been a guest with me on this show in years past, and one year he was with me right on New Year's Eve, and we sang Auld Lang Syne on the radio, and people told us thanks for singing, but don't quit your day jobs. And so we did not have a career in the music business, but we can discuss some things that are going on here in Salina that there's a lot of buzz about it right now. I'm looking at an issue of the Dale Holler Horizon this morning, and on the front page of it, at the bottom, there is projected pictures of how the new splash pad in Donaldson Park is going to look, and it says that they've released new renderings of the project, which has a projected completion date of July 4th, 2023. Since the fish-shaped design will feature 11 features that spray down, 11 features that squirt up, and a total square footage, including the dry area around the pad, will be 3,531 square feet. And so you can pick up an issue of this week's Dale Holler Horizon, April 5th issue, and there's a artist projection of it, and on page 5, a layout of how it's going to look. I know there's a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement right now about this splash pad. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Kenny, I'm just so excited about it and so excited for the people of Salina and Clay County. And to my knowledge, our splash pad will be the largest around. To give an example, it's nearly three times, it'll be nearly three times larger than the one in Livingston. So I don't know of any other, community splash pad that will be as large as this one. And I know the folks that are building it, they were saying it would be the only one that would be shaped like a fish and one of the largest that they've done. So it's something we can all be proud of, and there'll be a lot of people enjoy it for decades and decades to come. So July 4th is our date that we hope to have it completed. But it may go into July, but we feel very confident that it'll be open and available in August. So looking forward, we're planning on having a drawing and letting some young person be the one when we do our grand opening, to hit the button.
That's going to be me.
And Winton and Justin, if it wasn't for you three, and many other people to thank, the aldermen in the past and mayor in the past that allowed us to acquire a lease on Donaldson Park. Had they not have gotten the lease and had y'all not have supported the splash pad and us worked so hard the last year and a half, 2 years on a splash pad, it wouldn't have happened. So anyway, there's a long list of folks to thank. But anyway, it's something very special and something that we're excited about and something we can all be proud of. So definitely looking forward to it.
Well, it's going to be fantastic.
I
know that there's a lot of excitement. I'm sure there's a lot of kids, and kids will not be the only ones that will benefit from it. That's something that adults can play in.
And
although it's located in Donaldson Park, this is something for the people of Clay County. I mean, this is something that our whole county should be behind and that should be involved in it and be excited about it.
And not just Clay County, but beyond. We certainly hope that our tourists and our visitors and anybody else, will come and enjoy it and hopefully spend some money here in good old Salina, Tennessee. So it's just a great, great opportunity for us.
I know we have a lot of listeners in Birchville and in Tompkinsville.
Yep.
Come on down. This is stuff that's going to be available for everybody. And can't wait to see it. It's something that I could have never envisioned ever being around in our town.
Kenny, I feel confident there'll be people from Tompkinsville and Birchville that'll come. I know there's all kinds of people from Clay County and Salina that go to Livingston to that splash pad. Once this one opens up, I don't imagine they'll be going to that one anymore. Once they see this one, it's shaped like a world record smallmouth bass. They say it was caught in Bell Hollow Lake, but I believe it was caught here in Salina. Before I think about it, maybe in the river.
I was teasing Luke before he came on the radio. I said, when's the Buc-ee's going to open? So no Buc-ee's. We're just having some fun about that. But we are very delighted. And the timeline, when do they plan on breaking ground?
Well, Kenny, I wish I could give you a date on that. They've ordered, the equipment, and I don't know for sure. So, it's today's the sixth day of April. So May, June, if it's done 4th of July, it'll need to roll on pretty quick.
First time that I ever saw a splash pad, I was with my kids. We did a little short vacation down in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
And we went in a splash pad in a park down there, and let me tell you, there was a lot of people there, and it was a lot of fun. I ran through that thing fully clothed. I came out of there soaked, and I'd do it again in a heartbeat. It was a lot of fun. And I was down in Sweetwater about 2 years ago to make a trip down there, and I saw the one that they have in their park. I saw it off the highway, but it looked like a lot of fun, and a lot of kids looked like they were participating in it. And I know there's still a lot of things that are out there in the future, like setting the hours for it and getting the appropriate lighting from Tri-County. I'm sure it'll be available some after dark for people and such. But Dawson Park is there for everyone, and we are just thrilled that this is going to be the crown jewel of Dawson Park, and something that everyone should be proud of, and it should be a sack full of fun.
And Kenny, I'd like to remind everybody, we also have, through a partnership with the Chamber of Commerce and some grants, we redid the tennis courts, basketball courts, our local Picasso did us a couple of murals down there, Manny. And, we have
frisbee
golf, pickleball, ga-ga ball, of course, the new playground. And
are we getting a tetherball down there?
Well, I guess we could.
I was thinking, I must be mistaken, I was thinking that we were getting one, but that's something else on the...
The core is pretty good if it's something that does not disturb the ground. If it disturbs the ground, if we have to do some digging or something, it's a little bit, it's not a little bit, it's a lot more lengthy and a lot more difficult, and more time consuming. But anyway, things never move at the speed that I want them to. But there's a lot to do at Donaldson Park. And of course, we have some property donated to us. And I think on that tetherball, we may have ordered one of them.
I was thinking I'd seen somewhere that one was on order.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's where it's around the pole, and they hit it, and it spins.
Oh, yeah, two people hit back and forth and played a lot of that at 4-H camp. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, some other things. What are some other things that we've got on the future?
Well, of course, our priority is still to get the hospital open. And we're continuing to work on that. And I'll be going to Washington, D.C. next week to meet with Marsha Blackburn and John Rose's people. And who knows, might meet with Joe Biden if he'll let me in the White House.
There you go.
It won't be for me not knocking on the door. As a matter of fact, John Rose's representative, Miss Rebecca, will be at the community center today, and she's here the first Thursday, I believe, of every month.
From 10 to 11 today, that's in the newspaper.
Yeah. So it's a great opportunity to go down there and, and talk to her. And as a matter of fact, after I leave here, that's where I'm headed to talk to her. But I'm happy to say, Representative John Rose and Senator Marsha Blackburn do support us in getting our hospital open and getting us that Medicare, Medicaid numbers and things that we need. So anyway, that's still a priority. Of course, we had that property donated to us beside
nursing home.
The nursing home, Salina Health and Rehab. And we're going to do a veterans monument there to let our veterans know how much we appreciate them. And, we're so blessed in this country. We could have been born in Ukraine, and look at what's going on there.
Absolutely.
But there's a reason that they aren't people here dropping mortars and artillery on our cities, and that's because of our veterans.
Absolutely.
And Looking forward to doing that, and like to have an eternal flame there and a flag.
Oh yeah. Well, Luke, I've got a few more things for us to discuss. I know you've got more to share, but we need to take a quick break and let our listening audience hear some messages from our fine sponsors. You're with Kenny Westmoreland on Clay County Corner. Keep on hanging around. We will be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling. lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, you're back with Clay County Corner and the show that is all county. And thank you for being with us for the last portion of our show. We still have Mr. Mayor Luke Collins with us this morning. Luke, once again, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
All right. Got a few more questions, two or three more questions to ask him, and then I've got some local news to announce. And so, Luke, there's some road paving going to be starting very soon in Salina, is that correct?
Yes, sir. We're hoping to do that this summer. We've got some culverts, some things to put in, and so we're trying to get all that done before we do the paving. And we've got to make sure that we work out around the square. You know, there's some areas where the pavement is the same level as the sidewalk, so we don't want to flood the, you know, any businesses or anything. So with that portion, we're going to have to
tread lightly.
Yeah, we'll have to, you know, cut. We'll have to dig up some of the asphalt, you know, and then put it back down. So anyway,
I also know there's some sewer updates coming. There'll be some new sewer lines put in as well.
Yeah, we're working on a sewer project right now. Now it's in a pretty muddy area, and it's gotten delayed a little bit. And of course, nobody can control the weather, and it does rain a lot in Tennessee, especially when you're in a swampy area to begin with. And then of course we have to clean out our sewer plant. We've gotten we kind of put that off a little bit too long. It never had been cleaned out since its construction in the 80s. So anyway, we're going to get that done as soon as possible. We're going to leverage some of our infrastructure money to do that. So that'll probably be a next summer project.
Summer 24?
Yeah, probably, yeah, to get the sewer cleaned up. And not because we don't want to do it, but it's because there's been some delays with the federales in this well, I call it COVID money, but it's ARP money. But anyway, but if you want their money, you have to dance to their team.
Absolutely.
And work to their
yeah.
schedule. So,
well, sounds like some good things are happening here in Clay County. You mentioned something to me during the break that we're going to explore the option of putting in a pier down at Donaldson Park, perhaps for people for fishing, for handicap and such.
Yeah, we'd love to have a pier, you know, there, like at Moody's boat ramp there.
Oh, yeah.
There's some places that people can fish from, and handicap people can get to fish, and we'd like to have something similar to that beside the boat ramp at Donaldson Park. So we'd like to have sort of a pier fishing area, and like it to be handicap accessible, because currently, you know, someone in a wheelchair, they would have a difficult time getting down there to fish. So I was in communication with the Corps of Engineers about that today, and in communication with our engineers, because we have to have a drawing to submit to the Corps, you know, for their approval. So, and another thing, while I'm in Washington, D.C., and today when I talked to Rebecca, John Rose's representative, I want to talk to them about the possibility of the Corps of Engineers just giving the city Donaldson Park. That way we don't have to go through all these regulatory things that just, you know, slow things down.
Flaming hoops, let's call it what it is.
Now, whether they will or not, I don't know, but it won't be for lack of asking.
Well, I appreciate you being on here. Sounds like some good things are going on here in Clay County, and especially in Salina.
We got it going on in Salina.
Thrilled. And something you've always said, that we're going over, not under. And so, hey,
right.
I like that. You know, I host this show periodically, but I hope to be able to host again in the future. I'd love to have some county commissioners on here. I'd love to have Mayor Reagan on here to talk about what's going on in the county. Anything else you can tell us, Luke?
Well, just enjoy, just come to Salina and enjoy the people here and the culture here and the businesses here, and enjoy
our fine restaurants.
Park and our restaurants and our businesses. We've got a bunch of great businesses here in Salina, and just please come here and spend a little time with us and spend a little money with us.
Yeah, since it's Clay County Corner, we invite you to come to businesses throughout our county as well, in addition to Salina, and participate and buy and help out our county. We're all about Clay County here. Like I like to say, that this show is from Hermitage Springs to Willow Grove and all points in between. So
yeah.
With Dale Holler right in the middle, so this is our home. Got some announcements to make now. Luke, thank you for being with us today, and if you have
you.
A safe trip to Washington, I wish I could go with you.
I wish you could.
And it'd be neat to go. I've toured some things up there before. It's a lot of fun. Your heart just starts pounding when you start seeing things like the Washington Monument and all these buildings that you've seen on coins, you've seen on TV all your life. And in the remainder of our program today, I've got a few announcements to make that are of local interest here in the county. We want to congratulate Wendell Cherry, who won the U.S. Open Sport Club. It looks like the Clay Pigeon Championship. And Wendell, congratulations. That is an incredible feat. So keep on keeping on. Good job, man. And also been asked to announce the Moss School Reunion is going to be held this Saturday morning at the Women's Building at the County Fairgrounds, beginning at 9 a.m. And for additional information on that, we would invite you to contact Linda Smith. And so, Moss School Reunion, and that should be a lot of fun. Looks like the Hermitage Springs School is going to be hosting a musical on April 15th, 2023. And the name of the musical is If I Could Turn Back Time. So that should be a lot of fun. Pre-sale tickets are $8. And at the door, tickets are $10. Four and under is free. And let's see here. At the Hermitage Springs School. And looks like to contact Miss Therese, Mrs. Therese, or Mrs. Heather at the school. Musical begins at 6 p.m. The phone number for Hermitage Springs School is area code 615-699-2414, 615-699-2414. Also, we have an announcement here for the Clay County Mobile Food Pantry, operated by Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee, will be held Friday, April 14th, 2023, at the Women's Building in Saline, Tennessee, in the Clay County Fairgrounds, 215 Arcot Road. And it says, please do not line up before 8 a.m., and food will be limited to two families per vehicle. And so this will be a week from tomorrow, next Friday. After 8 o'clock, start lining up, and food will be distributed to those that are needy. Also, an egg hunt will be open to the public on Saturday at Donaldson Park at 11 a.m. This Saturday, sponsored by Salina First Baptist Church, and also egg hunt. I know that a lot of families are having egg hunts, and churches are having egg hunts on Sunday, and so, but we want to announce this big one at Donaldson Park this Saturday. And by the way, for our listening audience, we'd like to say happy Easter. Hope great, wonderful holiday weekend. Good Friday tomorrow. And the significance of the Easter holiday and is something that is so important to our world today, and that's the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, some other announcements that I have is that the New Hope Church of Christ will host Lonnie Jones in a spring meeting, April 7th through 9th. I've heard Lonnie Jones many times. He's a phenomenal speaker. Services are nightly at 6:30 p.m. at the New Hope Church of Christ, and so all are invited to attend. Also, we want to extend our condolences to some families in the area that have lost loved ones. We've had a lot of losses in our area over the last week or so. We would extend our deepest sympathies to Lonnell Thompson in the loss of his wife, Brenda. Also to the family of Joe Keene, the family of Dolores Green, the family of Catherine Cat Adams Ledbetter, the family of Evelyn Birdwolf, also the family of Helen Overstreet, and the family of Marvin Sweezy, and the family of Benny McBride, and also the family of Dudley Rich. Funeral services for Dudley Rich will be held at 1 p.m. this afternoon at Salina First Baptist Church, and visitation is currently taking place for Rich, Mr. Rich, and the family is receiving friends at this time at a home here in Salina. Also, we want to send out some kind words to some friends we know that are under the weather right now. We'd extend our best wishes and pray for better health and recovery for Leon Watson, who's been under the weather, for our friend Howard Skipworth, for Lovey Roach, for Jeff Sherrill, for Sharon Walker. And these are the folks that I know that are under the weather right now. And Mary Jo Keeslin, and as we send out our best wishes and thoughts and prayers and love to all of them, sending them a little love and praying that they're going to be back feeling better soon. One other announcement I want to make, we're going to wrap it up for the day. If you need to contact Clay County Corner, if you have a birthday to call in, if you have an anniversary to call in, if you have any other significant county or city event that needs to be called in, our phone number here is 931-243-5574. 931-243-5574. We would invite you to call in, leave messages on our answering machine, and we will have them announced during our weekly broadcast. And want to remind everyone that this show will be rebroadcast again tonight at 6 p.m. over this fine radio station. And so we want to thank everyone for being a part of the program today, and we want to thank WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country for broadcasting the program. I'm Kenny Westmoreland. I'm your host. It's been a thrill and a delight, a pleasure, and an honor to be able to fill in for Mr. Thomas Watson today. I hope to be back with you all soon. Hope that all of you have a good week, a good Easter holiday, and we will be back in 6 days, 23 hours. That'll be our next new broadcast, and we will be on tonight at 6 p.m. So to all of you, from all of us at Clay County Corner, we wish you a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Goodbye.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.